You have said, Dr. Schiller, and I'm quoting here, one way of thinking about how to receive the best health care possible is to ask ourselves, what would we want for our loved ones? With the Kidney Care Connection model, you've said, you're very confident that this will be a better care model, more attention, more compassionate, and calming. That's quite a mandate.
We're an ambitious and well-intended organization and have been for 40 plus years. I'm glad you bring this up because this is actually the mantra of Satellite Healthcare. We lead as a caring dialysis organization. That is our differentiator. Approaching it from this very personal aspect makes a better care model. And we have brought the experience of several nephrologists, many healthcare experienced professionals to this concept of the kidney care connection.
Dr. Hussain, I've read several of your quotes in which you discuss starting dialysis, and I'm quoting here, where new patients are thrown into the mix, overwhelmed with the educational needs, and you've quoted patients who describe starting dialysis, well, they've used the word terrifying. Is it your intent that the Kidney Care Connection will help alleviate fears and anxieties that patients have expressed in the past?
The current dialysis model in the center is based on fast and efficient and has to be safe delivery of hemodialysis care. And that means a very rapid turnaround and getting the patients on and off very quickly. That might be okay for somebody who's used to the type of care that they're getting. For somebody who's new, coming in for the first time, patients describe it to us that it's a very fearful situation, that they feel like their life might be ending. They don't know what to expect. You do not want to start that period of your life in that situation, in that scenario. The Kidney Care Connection is something similar to a transitional care unit, but in a more advanced way. And that is to have more staff dedicated to that period of your life.
Dr. Hussain, you have talked about comfort without fear, that we walk with our patients through whatever they are going through to instill a sense of hope and healing. This is something that really intrigued me. Patient empowerment.
There is another term actually that we're using now called activation, patient activation. And it is very central to the bigger principle of person-centered care. The current in-center hemodialysis care teaches people to be reliant on others. And unfortunately, they develop what is now named as learned helplessness. So you can imagine you're coming in, there is an overwhelming amount of information, and you just have to submit to what you're told to do, and you have to follow the schedule and leave. And that then affects everything in your medical care. With KCC, what we're trying to do is to bring the patient into the mix, getting them to take that front seat and drive. They're getting involved in their care and in doing the treatment. And that way they feel more encouraged to do more and get more involved. When you involve patients, they gain confidence and they feel happier. They have more control. They have better quality of life and they do more.
Dr. Schiller, let's talk about home first and self-care second. This is a totally new concept and a massive change in culture for the organization in terms of how Satellite Healthcare perceives itself and the services they provide to their patients.
We always have to ask ourselves, what is of value to the patient? What does the patient need? And that is how we create value. That is how patients do the very best. Now, dialysis has been a very successful element of healthcare. Millions of people have lived longer than they would have without dialysis. We have made progress with outcomes over the past 10, 15 years. People live longer with dialysis. What we, however, recognize is that there's such a variety of outcomes. There's such a variety of needs. We talk about this big bucket of more than 500,000 people requiring dialysis in our country. We've taken this fundamental understanding and really try with the Kidney Care Connection to answer these needs, not by telling them what we can offer, but them telling us what they need to live well. That is revolutionary. That is transformative. That is beyond of what we have been doing for a long time. Healthcare is changing, and healthcare is changing by doing one thing right now: telling the patient, tell me what you need, and let us do what really makes a difference to you.
What physicians want for their patients and what patients want for themselves. You've received a lot of feedback on the Kidney Care Connection. What have nephrologists been telling you?
The current system requires physicians to be in a certain, you know, drive from center to center and see their patients. COVID-19 pandemic taught us that a lot of these visits can be done through technology, through telehealth. Physicians want to do the right thing for their patients. Physicians are caretakers. Physicians want to make a difference in people's life who trust them. The system has sort of put them into a corner where they have to live with the system, and the system asks for documentation for certain routine visits, etc. We try to make that easier, and the physicians are very clear. Yes, they want Kidney Care Connection, but they also want to make sure that they don't have to work harder than they already work. And so we're trying really to adapt the system, not just for our patients, saying patients first, but a physician-led model.
From what I understand, people typically stay with the system, the modality that they start with.
We do know that home dialysis for certain patients offers more control on their life, flexibility, and freedom from the schedule of the in-center dialysis routine. It also has an effect on fatigue and quality of life. Yet, a lot of patients who start dialysis and immediately start on in-center hemodialysis, it's very hard for them to then change. Think about it. You're starting a new chapter in your life. You're getting settled, and suddenly you're starting to think, maybe the other type of dialysis is better for me. No matter what we tell them, it's very hard for them to imagine that other scenario.
Are you suggesting that you will be using home dialysis equipment at the KCC?
And it's not only home dialysis machines, it's a home environment.
I have seen illustrations of what the interior of a new KCC facility will look like. It's very open, very bright, very cheerful. Lots of room for visitors. It certainly doesn't look like a place where there is an expectation of a high turnover.
It's a way that we can welcome patients, have them at ease, address their fear and anxiety, give them the education, but also have the family join and receive the education and receive the information that they need to be able to make decisions.
Dr. Schiller, it sounds like one of your goals with using home dialysis equipment at the center is to not only introduce that modality, but demystify it.
That's a very good way of putting it, Chris. I think the best way to understand the Kidney Care Connection is to really think about that we have tried to really put ourselves into the shoes of the patients and the families. To really do this, we have to put our own experience behind us and really listen to patients, lots of patient organization, patient focus groups. We validated our own concept, and we were very pleased for two reasons. Number one, we heard a lot of the ideas that we had before. Number two, we learned so much more. We were reinforced to truly be as courageous to think about what is patient-centric care. And as Wael mentioned, patients reported being terrified when they start dialysis. Now, Chris, that was a really strong word for me, who has started many patients on dialysis. I knew that they were anxious. I knew that this was very, very intimidating, but terrified.
It's interesting that you would have that experience. I believe you're creating an environment now with the KCC where people will be more open, more candid, more forthcoming with you about their feelings. In fact, they will, I imagine, be encouraged to do so.
Exactly. In fact, that is the beauty of being in healthcare. And we should never forget this, that the beauty is to accompany people during a challenging time and to help them to do as well as they can. And for that to happen, we need to instill that confidence, that hope, and calm the anxiety down. And that is really what we're trying to do at the very beginning. We heard this from patients over and over. I'm standing there. I don't know what's coming. We're not preparing them as well. But it's simply how the system is set up right now.
Dr. Hussein, you said once, if KCC graduates, and this is my term, people who complete the 4-week course, decide to go with home dialysis, mission accomplished.
That is correct. I'll add to that a small twist. Mm. It is what the patient chooses. Home dialysis is not for everybody. We do think that there are so many advantages for doing home dialysis. And one of the main purposes for KCC is that patients get the right information to be able to make that decision.
An informed decision.
If they choose, no, you know what, home dialysis is not for me, as long as you know what the advantages are, how easy it is, that it can be done, and you know all the cons and pros for both modalities, you make your informed decision. And then at KCC, we still support the patient to pursue the decision that they make. The reason we always talk about home and that most of the patients will go home is actually for several reasons, that we do know that it is a better modality for quite a number of patients. We do know when we ask healthcare professionals or who know what this is about, and we ask them, what would you choose for yourself or for a loved one? They say, we will choose home dialysis.
Absolutely.
In reality is a lot of patients go to in-center hemodialysis and stay on in-center hemodialysis. The reason is the current model of care, they get used to it and they have that learned helplessness and they stay on in-center. So we just need to get them to a separate position where they can learn about these modalities and then make the choice instead of having in-center as the default.
Dr. Schiller, let's talk about peer mentoring, where you're creating meaningful connections between new and experienced patients with kidney disease and fostering, empowering people, a very important word, empowering people to evaluate and choose treatment modalities that will work for them.
And when you think about this, Chris, it's actually surprising. A lot of diseases have had these kind of peer mentoring support groups approach for a very long time. I remember in the 80s when breast cancer became more prevalent, there were immediate support groups. We have seen this working in other fields. Why not in ESKD? Because it was just not intuitive. This is what we're trying to change. And the peer mentoring will be a very big part of this. In fact, I think this is of this as a game changer. We have many patients who would like to be involved in this. And patients really are very loud and outspoken about this. Let me talk to somebody who really shares my shoes and who's walking the same path.
You have a lot of listening to do.
Yes, exactly. There's three principles that I'm thinking of how we came to these solutions and this great opportunity to do something different. There is a clear understanding that we have the evidence what needs to be done to treat patients who have chronic kidney disease. It's clear. The evidence is there. It is difficult to actually execute it to the best benefit of the patient. At KCC now, we add this focus on what is actually the patient and their family's individual needs. Every single patient needs something different. This environment of KCC will allow us to provide this for the families. And we give the patient time time to transition, to have 4 to 8 weeks time to talk to companion patients, to talk with their family, their loved ones, with different professionals, and to really come to solutions that work for them. And then we will do what they need. This time will equip them to go the best way possible. And then we need to give them the confidence. We will be on your side throughout the journey. But you can build the confidence to be in charge of this. And when you're uncertain, here is the phone number. Here is our telehealth connection opportunity. We do best when we have support systems in our community. We got a lot of excitement with the physicians to do this. We are all hungry for this new model, and we're really grateful for Satellite to invest in this model and to do it one more time, you know, pioneer transformative, innovative way to do this.
You have a lot of company now too, not only nephrologists, but a lot of patients, family members, and loved ones who are very anxious to know what those right questions to ask are.
It's wonderful that the patient voice is much louder these days. It was so overdue. The patients have helped us to come to this point where we are now. There was a focus on us on interior design, et cetera. The patients said, don't worry too much about the colors and the seats that you're giving us or the decoration. Make sure that we're seen as people. Make sure that you understand what we need and deliver on that promise. And that's really what Satellite has always been doing.
What are your thoughts about this, Dr. Hussain?
One thing that we're going with is a principle of three E's: engage, educate, empower. Engagement is important. It means addressing their fear and anxiety, engaging with them so that they are part of the decision making. It's a basic principle around person-centered care.
I would imagine that when you acknowledge people's anxiety and, as you say, fears, and give them the opportunity to open up by simply listening with intent, it all comes out.
That is true. And it means that you do need staff who are dedicated to that. It's not the typical in-center hemodialysis care model. And you do need to bring peer mentoring and peer support into the mix as well. Once you address the fear and anxiety and you get them to get engaged in this goal making, you can start to develop an individualized plan for the patient. Then you bring in education. That you do need that engagement and that involvement, that understanding.
You made a very good point. How do you quantify success? What does it look like?
For me, success looks twofold. Number one, patients telling us that from the get-go, they were taken care of. The word terrified should be part of the past, should never come up. They should talk about of how they started dialysis and how it was eased. That they're on a lifelong journey and that people are there for them to get this right. That's how Satellite wants to start dialysis. If they say, I need to go on dialysis, I want to be at Satellite at KCC. That would be success. And the second thing would be that our physicians will tell us, yes, this is what we were waiting for. And the physicians will be very, very important to help us do this.
Dr. Hussain, how would you measure success?
The success is what Brigitte alluded to, which is patient satisfaction and physician satisfaction. We are bringing in a disruptive model. The success is going to be that patients say, yes, we did receive the care that we needed. We didn't start fearful. We felt that we were dealt with as people, humans, and that we received the information that we needed to help us make a decision. That would be the biggest success.
Well, you remember the discussions we had about that KCC really will be the place where we deliver intensive care, almost like when somebody is acutely ill and requires intensive care facility admission. We compared it to this, but you had a really good thought about that. While it is high provision of services, it's also something else. Would you mind talking about that a little bit?
When we hear about intensive care units, the mind goes into very sick patients, but it is delicate care, personalized, a lot of effort into it. And that is the side of that we think about, similarity. Attention to the detail, individualization, everybody is unique.
One of the ways how I think about it, yes, it is like ICU without the fear. You will get everything what Wells said, the attention to detail, the love, the high-end technology, whatever we know needs to be done to make you feel the best way you can and to go on with this disease as best as possible. But we are there to take the fear out. So it is intensive care without fear.
So your patients and their families can live the very best life possible.
Yes. We will be at your side as long as you need us. I think it's really important for our listeners to understand this is a pivotal moment in healthcare in our country. The COVID-19 pandemic has brought out a lot of opportunities and shown us a lot of gaps in our healthcare system. I was throughout this very difficult and challenging time always reminded what parallels we can draw to our specialty, to the area where we try to do good. We are very clear since COVID-19 that our healthcare system requires transformation. It needs to be more fair. It needs to be more just, accessible to everybody. And everybody should have the same chance to live as well with a chronic disease, independent of their social economic status, independent of education, skin, or religion. And this is where I see Satellite's mission really exploding now. This is an opportunity for us to tell the system, look, here's a way how it can be done differently. Disruption is difficult. You need to get everybody on board. Changing the way we do things, there is no doubt in my mind and all the patients that we talk to that this is transformative, innovative, compassionate. And we are the organization who has the people to execute on this. We're a caring dialysis company.
Dr. Schiller, Dr. Hussein, thank you both so much for joining us today on NEF Talk.
It was a pleasure to be here. Thank you for the opportunity, Chris.
Thank you for having us.
Coming in 2022, another innovation that advances kidney care and another first for Satellite Healthcare. We were the first to move dialysis out of the hospital into freestanding neighborhood clinics, and first to introduce centers dedicated to providing home dialysis patients with ongoing support and training. And in 2022, we will be first to establish a comprehensive kidney care model, an entirely new center concept focused on delivering exceptional care for people at the start of dialysis.
Kidney Care Connection. It's a community. You're actually going to be in a separate center where the standard is if you're involved in the treatment and everybody around you is a new patient learning about this.
When we meet them where they are when they start dialysis, we can have very different conversations. Acknowledging that, I think there is better outcomes and faster transplantations.
It's a new culture, a new way to start dialysis.
And we're creating meaningful connections between new and experienced patients with kidney disease, giving patients insights to make their own choices on their care going forward. And it's coming to Mountain View in 2022.